Good evening. I call to order this February 13th, 2024, meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I'm pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting, and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either me, the city council, or the city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Paper?
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandholm? Ferrari?
Here.
Highfield. All members except Sandholm and Highfield present.
Thank you. Before we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, I'd like to introduce Andy from PAC 143. He is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Andy. Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote. Motion passes. Item number 5, request to appear before the mayor and council by Fire Chief Leonard to present the annual report for the volunteer fire and rescue departments. Chief Leonard.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council, and City Staff. Fire Chief Joe Leonard, LEO, NARD, 1303 Maple Drive, Blair, Nebraska, 68008. Here before you to give you our call numbers for the year of 2023. We had 290 fire calls and 858 rescue calls for a total of 1,148 calls. On the fire call report side, we've had 65 fire calls, 84 fire alarms, 48 squad assists, 51 personal injury accidents, 22 hazmat, 198.55 unit hours, 1,508.24 man hours, 1,523.45 training hours. On the rescue side, we had 805 patients, 662.87 unit hours for the squads, 2,961.81 man hours, and then training hours for the rescue squad, 703. For a total of unit hours of 861.42, that's both fire and rescue combined, and then man hours, 6,696.5.
And how many department members do we have, Chief?
We have about 42.
That's incredible numbers for that size. Thank you. Item number 6, consider resolution approving Coy Golter and Adina Matika as new members of the Blair Volunteer Fire Department. Chief.
Okay. Coy Golter and Adina Matika both recently moved here from out in western Nebraska from Brady. Coy was on the Brady Volunteer Fire Department, and I spoke with the chief out there, and he'd be willing to take him back. But they tested here recently with us and passed everything, so we brought him up to the council. Coy Golter and Adina Matika.
Thank you, Chief. We have someone who would like to introduce the resolution.
Motion to adopt Resolution 2024-10.
Resolution number 2024-10 was introduced by Councilmember Anderson to approve Kathy Golter and Adina Matika as new members of the Blair Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department. Sorry if I killed your name.
Second.
Well, we need a motion.
No, we need a motion.
We did
now.
It first, though.
It was all in one.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-10 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-10 as presented.
Trying to sneak to one approve past the city attorney.
Coy Golter and Adina Matika. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Congratulations.
Item number 7, consider resolution approving Gateway to the West Days Parade held from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and request permission from the NDOR to close Highway 30 for this event. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Phil Green, City Administrator. I'm going to mention this item and the next one just to, kind of as an introduction. The city had received our annual request from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce regarding Gateway to the West, which is coming up this year. In 2024, June 6th through the 9th. Therefore, they have we have an official request for you to consider. And this request then gets forwarded on to the state and the Department of Transportation for the closing of the highway, as the mayor had mentioned. So that will take place on the day of the parade, which will be June 8th, and the closing of the highway from 1 to 3 o'clock. That's the first resolution. The second one's going to be similar. I won't get back up and talk about it, but it basically deals with then the closing of our municipal streets that need to be done to take care of the car show and other carnival activities that are held that day. So, any questions for me?
How did the I guess I was out of town last year during the parade and stuff. How did, with all the trucks at Cargill and whatnot, how did it all handle the route we use?
Yeah, I think it went very efficiently, and I didn't hear any problems. So, yeah, I haven't had any complaints afterwards either. So, any other questions?
Any comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce?
I'll introduce resolution number 2024-11. Resolution number 2024-11 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer requesting approval to close Highway 30 from 10th Street to 18th Street on June 8, 2024 from 1 to 3 p.m. during the annual Gateway to the West Day Parade and request permission from NDOR to close Highway 30 for this event. I'd like to make a recommendation to adopt resolution number 2024-11 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-11. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8. Consider a resolution approving street closures for the carnival and use of police department parking lot for a car show during Gateway of the West Days held from June 5th through June 9th, 2024. Mr. Green has already discussed this. Do we have any other questions or discussion? Any comments from the public? Moving right along, I'll look for an introduction.
I'll introduce resolution 2024-12.
Resolution number 2024-12 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf approving street closures for the carnival and use of the police department parking lot for a car show during Gateway to the West Days held from June 5th through June 9th, 2024.
Motion to adopt resolution 2024-12 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion to second to adopt resolution number 2024-12. Getting ready for Gateway. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 9. Consider resolution to submit to the qualified electors of the City of Blair during the statewide primary election a proposition to impose an additional half-cent sales tax and use tax for infrastructure projects related to the city's economic development program and public infrastructure projects. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. What you have before you tonight is a resolution that if you would approve it, we'll move forward with putting a question on the May primary ballot for the voters here in the city of Blair to consider. And the question in this particular situation is whether they would approve an additional half cent sales tax to go on top of the existing 1.5 cent. State statute limits municipalities generally to have 1.5 cent sales tax maximum. The city of Blair has had a full 1.5 cents for over a decade, and it no longer has a sunset clause. And so it's in a sense an ongoing permanent 1.5 cent sales tax, which goes on top of the state's 5.5 cent sales tax, and that gets us to the general 7% that we have. This request is for an additional half cent. It was allowed by actions from the legislature several years ago, but there are several things that go along with it, and there are some limitations on how these funds can be used. The primary question then being presented to the citizens is whether they would approve this additional half cent sales tax that could be used both for voter-approved infrastructure projects that are related to our economic development program. That's our regular LB 840 program. So some of the funds could be used towards that. What we've discussed is, since we have such a great need, as a lot of municipalities do, for expanded residential opportunities and housing, that any additional funds that would be set aside for the LB 840 program from this additional half cent would be used for that purpose. And we continue to fund the rest of our current LB 840 program through our regular 1.5 cent sales tax. The second option then is that it can be used for any public infrastructure projects in and for the city as specified in a specific section in state statute. It's section 77-27142, subsections 2B2. And it's a fairly long list of what it could be used for. If you approve this tonight, as I said, it will show up on the May ballot then. And what we will be doing between now and then is a kind of an education campaign, going out, talking to any civic groups and clubs that we can, trying to explain to them the necessity for this additional half cent sales tax. As you recall, when we went through our budget workshop, there are numerous large, challenging projects ahead for the city of Blair. We have the South Bypass that's being constructed right now. For that project to be able to go forward, the city ended up taking out some bonds for that, and we pledged for the foreseeable future all of our highway allocation funds for those that we get every year through the state. Usually those highway allocations funds are used along with other local funds to help do the road resurfacing that we do, the overlays, other maintenance projects that we do. But because of the necessity to move forward with that South Bypass, those funds have now been pledged towards something else. If they're not replaced with an additional revenue source, such as this half-cent sales tax, there will be a drastic reduction for the foreseeable future on annual maintenance that can be done for our existing streets. That's just for the South Bypass. We also have started the process for an eventual North Bypass, which will be much more expensive than what the South Bypass has been, and I think much more essential for the long-term viability for the downtown area. The North Bypass is now under preliminary engineering design as well as NEPA environmental design. That project is probably going to take 5 to 6 years at a minimum before we can even then begin to get into approval for the design, move into final design, and then think about construction sometime in the future. These projects all cost a lot of money, and we're not always going to be able to have any federal grants or things like that. So if you would approve this resolution tonight, again, what you're authorizing is for the question to be put on the ballot, and then we'll be in the process of trying to educate the citizens for how these funds would be utilized. There are lots of other projects that these funds are necessary for as well. As many of you know, City Hall staff is kind of on top of each other. We've run out of room here. There's other needs around town, infrastructure needs, if we're going to see additional housing done, further subdivision developments in other places. We may need to pioneer some water and sewer street infrastructure out to those areas. All of that could be funded potentially through this additional half cent sales tax. So any questions any of you have? But again, the resolution tonight is simply putting it on the ballot for the citizens to be able to vote on.
Based on 2023 numbers, Phil, what would the value of this generate to the budget, you know, the total?
Yeah, I haven't run all the analysis yet. I appreciate CJ. He pulled up some numbers for me real quick, and roughly about $1 million a year. Again, since we're at 1.5 cents, another half cent is obviously a third. So we get a third more of what we have been receiving in sales tax. One of the things that we'll be mentioning as we go out and do presentations is sales tax is basically the only source of revenue that we can have in town where people who work here but don't live here participate in. So as they're shopping here, as they're buying gas here, as they go to the restaurants here, all of that you know, contributes to the sales tax that we collect. We've been blessed over the last 10 to 15 years to have some significant retail. We need to see more of that. One of the reasons that some of the larger counties like Douglas County and Sarpy County can do housing the way they do with a lot of those SID, sanitary improvement districts, is they have enough retail in their areas that they know all those people who technically live outside of town are coming in town to buy things. We just don't have that luxury. And so with a limited housing stock, limited population, we really need to take advantage of those people who are in town on a daily basis because of work. And one of the key things there is through sales tax. Other questions? And again, just to stress to the public, what your approval tonight would be doing is putting the question on the ballot. And then the challenge for us is going to be to kind of help educate them, help them to understand the necessity for this additional half-cent sales tax, what it would do for the city of Blair, but also what kind of things can't be done if we don't have the revenue for it, and how essential this additional half-cent really is.
No other questions?
Thank you.
Do we have any comments from the public?
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Mike Rooks, Gateway Development, address 11961 South 113th Avenue, Papillion, Nebraska, 68046. I just wanted to talk about Gateway is definitely in support of putting this on the ballot in May. Phil hit it on the head. Housing, water, sewer, streets, these are all things that we need to continue to improve and expand. Just with Gateway Development, we're always looking to bring new businesses in, but one of our main priorities this year is housing and workforce. In order to get that there, we need to look outside the box at housing and water and sewer to get to those subdivisions. So I think this is going to be vital for us to keep expanding what we're doing right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rooks. Any other comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce resolution number 2024-13?
I'd like to introduce resolution 2024-13.
Resolution number 2024-13 was introduced by Councilmember Paulson to submit to the qualified electors of the City of Blair during the statewide primary election a proposition to impose an additional half-cent sales and use tax for infrastructure projects related to the city's economic development program, public infrastructure projects.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-13 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-13. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10, consider resolution approving mayoral appointments of Joshua Bailey, Timothy Spocker, and Justin Jorgensen as new police officers for the Blair Police Department. Chief Logger.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Mayor and Council. What we're doing tonight, Mayor is going to recommend one, two, or three of these individuals to become police officers. And what you're doing tonight is appointing them, giving them a conditional offer. They still go through the psychological, physical, other testing ahead of time. Once that is completed, then they'll be back in front of you to be sworn in and receive badges. So,
Chief, are any of these certified?
The one of them has a partial certification from the veterans, but I don't think it will qualify for the state of Nebraska, so I believe he will have to go through the 15 weeks.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the chief?
this, if all three are appointed, this will actually bring us up to the 18. And maybe sometime before this time next year, they'll all be on the road and working.
Hope so.
That's my hope.
Ours too. Any other questions? No? Any comments from the public?
And we do have one of them sitting here in the audience, which is kind of nice tonight.
I believe it's Justin.
Justin is sitting back there.
All right. Any other questions? Having none?
I can give a short bio on them if you want.
Sure.
As the mayor mentioned, Mr. Spaker, born in Rome, New York, married, two children, served in the U.S. Army National Guard, MP for 6 years, deployed to Iraq in 2011. Enlistment ended in 2013, associate degree in criminal justice from Metro, and currently enrolled in the online at Wayne State. Joshua Bailey, born in Omaha, not married, no children, graduated from Burke High School in Omaha, has a bachelor's degree from UNO in criminal justice. Mr. Jorgensen, born in Omaha, hopefully I get this right, raised in Burke, Washington County area, married, two children, graduated from Omaha Northwest, 2 years of secondary education from Nebraska College of Business. Close?
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
I'll introduce resolution number 2024-14.
Resolution number 2024-14 was introduced by Councilmember Ferrari to approve mayoral appointments of Joshua Bailey, Timothy Spacker, Justin Jorgensen as the new police officers for the Blair Police Department.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-14 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-14. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 11, consider resolution to adopt plan document and summary plan description with Point C Health to administer employee flexible spending accounts. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Fairly simple little administrative process before you. The city, through our regular employment mechanisms, has had an FSA, or flexible spending plan, for many years. The group that had been administering it was switched by the overall administrator of our program, so we really didn't ask to have this done. It's basically a new administrator for our FSA plan. What you have before you is just the agreement that oversees all of that. And so we'd ask for your approval through this resolution. If you have any really tough questions, Ben Gould's in the back, and I'll have him come up and answer your
questions. Throw him under the bus.
Any questions?
Will any of our employees see any change, or is this just behind the scenes, everything
will
function
the
same?
It's basically all behind the scenes, and in fact, I think we would look at it as an upgrade. Sometimes some of these companies just don't keep up with all the modern technology. We've been very impressed with Point C and the things that they offer. A lot more flexibility with phones and apps and things that that work better. So, yeah, excited to use the product.
If there are any other questions, we have comments from the public. Ben, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Nope.
You don't have to stand up. It's okay. Thank you. All right. Does anybody want to introduce?
I'll introduce resolution number 2024-15. Resolution number 2024-15 was introduced by Councilwoman Paper to adopt plan document and summary plan description with Point C Health to administer employee flexible spending accounts. Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-15 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-15. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 12, consider resolution to approve amendment number 3 to the HDR contract to complete the operations and maintenance manual for the water treatment plant expansion. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. This item has been tabled at the last couple council meetings. For some weird reason, administratively, we couldn't get our act together and figure out exactly what it was supposed to be doing and what it was for, and so we've tabled it again. I have been sometimes accused of not being able to delegate, and so I'm going to delegate the presentation for this to CJ. So CJ, why don't you come on up and talk a little bit about this.
That was the bus.
Mr. Heaton.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So still sorry to say before you is amendment number 3 to the water treatment plant expansion project. This amendment basically will allow us to have the engineer draft the O&M manual, the operations and maintenance manual. Essentially every item that's going into the water plant, they will compile all of the maintenance specifications, all the owner's manuals, everything you can think of that would tie into this. It'll be a very large document when this is all done. And so rather than staff doing that, think has been done in the past, maybe not to 100%. So we'd like to use the engineer using their special skill set to make sure that everything is accounted for and in the book. And then also, this is a requirement with the SRF funding that we get through the state and through the federal government. And until we have this done, we're going to be kind of tacked out on the money that we can request in the reimbursements. Until this is done, they hold basically the last 20-25%. Kind of hold us to it to get this done. So once that's done, we can go ahead and get more reimbursements. Any questions or anything?
Having none, we have any comments from the public? All right. Would someone like to introduce?
The Water and Sewer Committee met and we discussed, got updates from Phil and CJ, and we think this is a good idea to get this up to snuff for what we have done in the past. So we would like to see this kind of go through. So I would like to introduce resolution number 2024-16.
Resolution number 2024-16 was introduced by Councilmember Paulson to approve amendment number 3 to the HDR contract to complete the operations and maintenance manual for the water treatment plant expansion.
I would like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-16 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-16. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
A little late to ask the question, CJ, but does this include cost estimates so we can get maybe some more annual, you know, what is the maintenance that they're proposing this going to cost every year?
I don't think it has that in there.
Okay.
But I can talk to the engineers when we get this ball rolling.
No, I've seen these kind of documents before, and it's like, hey, you need to do all this stuff, and it doesn't estimate hours or, you know, what the cost of that stuff is to put in the budget. So it's just something to think about.
Okay.
Motion passes.
It's not going to vote no, it's just a question. The Water and Sewer Committee stepped on me.
Okay. All right, well, it's still passed. Item number 13, Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a couple things to bring to your attention. We will be installing some new LED lighting on the water tower. So you may have noticed how dim it's been recently, and so got some new fixtures. They finally have arrived, and so the electricians are planning to get those installed this next coming week. So I look forward to seeing that in all of its brights and beauty.
Phil, speaking of that, did you see our water tower in the Super Bowl commercial?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
No, noticed it.
No, I didn't. I think I had my face in a wing.
Woodhouse.
Yeah, on the Woodhouse commercial. Okay, yeah, that's awesome. I didn't see the Woodhouse commercial, so I didn't pay attention to that. So, couple other things regarding the highways. We do have some new $250 fine signs regarding engine braking that have been ordered. The first one has already been installed on North Highway 75 as you come down from Herman. And so we've got 7 more additional signs that will be scattered throughout all the entrances coming into town, just reminding them exactly what the fine is if they violate that with their engine braking or gate braking, as sometimes we call it.
Do we get one downtown? We don't, do we? But they do engine brake.
We can paint on the street.
I just shake my fist
out. Open a window and throw an egg and we'll chase it down. You probably are aware on North Highway 75 again, there is an electronic sign that reads your speed as it comes into town. Just be aware that began to malfunction, has been taken down, shipped back in for repair. So as soon as that gets fixed, we'll have it back up. You may have also noticed that we've had several areas where the street lights have been out. With all the activity in the right-of-way, with the different companies that are in town doing boring because of fiber optic lines that are being laid, several locations have been nicked and cut. They're responsible for all that, but it just takes a significant amount of time to isolate where those problems are and get those fixed. And so they're working both on South Highway 75 from South Hughes to Maple, that I think has been repaired now and is fully functioning, but the section on South Highway 30 may be off again at various times while they continue to work on that. But we are aware of those two particular areas. Happy to report that the Housing Advisory Committee is being polled right now to try to determine the very first date that we'll meet. We're hoping to be able to do that before the end of this month, or maybe March 1st, which is the Friday of that last week of this month. But looking forward to trying to get that committee together. We have lots of significant things to begin to talk about with them. And so what we've told them is that we want to meet relatively aggressively once a month for probably the next 6 months at least, to get a good sense from them of some advice and direction that they can give. And then we'll be bringing all that information back to you as the council. One final thing, two different things. I know the council is aware of this. Just wanted to publicly acknowledge that our city attorney, Desiree Solomon, has submitted her resignation, effective as of the end of April, though. So we're going to be blessed to continue to have her serve with us for a little while. Really appreciate all the good work that you did for us. So thank you, Desiree.
Can we hire an attorney to make sure we don't have to accept it?
Well played, Councilman.
Well played. Denied.
And the last thing I just wanted to share to you and come before you to apologize on this behalf. You know, as the head of this organization, I'm responsible for the activities that we do and don't do at times. The annexation that you worked diligently on over the last several months for the property down south on Highway 75, we have to redo. Unfortunately, based on state statute, there's about 8 different little items that have to be done when you do an annexation. And I did not take the time as we were working through this process to go back and review what all of those were. The vast majority of annexations that Blair has done in the last 10 to 15 years that I'm aware of, both when I was here previously, have been done as people who are developing land, want to develop, work with the city, and part of the requirement is that land be annexed. And so therefore it's a voluntary annexation on their behalf. And state statute then allows, when it's a voluntary annexation, that you can skip several of the significant points that are in there. And most of them are things that happen up front. There's a requirement to have a resolution passed that basically expresses the intent of the council to go ahead and annex a certain area. Then we set an actual public hearing. We have to advertise that in the local newspaper. We're not required to, but oftentimes we would actually mail a letter then to those property owners, let them know when that public hearing is. Then once that public hearing has been held, then if the council decides they want to go forward, that's when we start the process that approves the plan over those 3 passages of the ordinance. You can skip all that preliminary stuff and just go straight to the passage of the ordinance when you have it done as a voluntary annexation. And so again, historically, that's what we've been doing here. That was not the case in this regard. The current property owner doesn't want his land annexed right now, understands that it would be annexed sometime in the future when it develops. He's got it on the market for sale. Obviously, he's not interested in having it annexed maybe right now. And so we have to go back and redo the process. And so you'll begin to see at the next council meeting that resolution getting the consent from the council to go ahead and set the date for the public hearing, and then we'll move forward with the regular processes. So the plan that we've got in place is a perfectly good plan. We'll be reviewing that same thing. We just have to go through, back through the process and allow a little bit more public information up front. So I apologize that we didn't do the process correctly. We'll keep an eye on it next time and make sure that we do that, because I anticipate that there may be more of this kind of activity as we continue to grow and develop. Any questions that you have for me?
Phil, have you had anybody contact you about the water tower? I've had several people mention that the south, I think it's the south side lettering, is in like sky blue or something. Makes it very hard to read what it says.
Yeah, and not specifically. I know other council members and other individuals around town have sometimes mentioned that. The hard thing is once it's painted, you're really probably not going to do anything until you have to paint the whole thing again sometime in the future.
New lighting will help.
But maybe the new lighting will help. Yeah, we can hope that will be the case.
It's unfortunate they didn't advise us of the light coloring before they did it. Actually.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Please vote.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And
Valentine's Day tomorrow.
All council members present voting aye.
Got a bunch of ayes.
Meeting adjourned.
Good job.